Hello and welcome to my dental hygiene school experience. My name is Dax Ska, and each episode I'm going to share my own experience of dental hygiene school. The highs, the lows, the funny, and the real. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and here's another episode right now. What's up, dental nerds? I am Dax Ska, and I'm here to tell you about week 12. I think it's week 12. I'm starting to lose track. I think that's how it goes when you're most of the way through this semester, but I know that I'm really looking forward to my two-week break. I have visions of myself sleeping in and possibly having fun. We'll see how it goes. Let me give you a quick summary of this past week. First of all, it is important to know that when you get ready for school, that you are ready the night before. And I'm pretty consistent in making sure I have everything I need. Well, I let something slip between the cracks. One morning when I was getting ready, I realized that the day before I had done some laundry, but I forgot to put it in the dryer. And at first I didn't think it was a big deal because I thought I had a clean pair of scrubs ready to go. Turns out I didn't. All three pairs of scrubs were in the wash, but not dried. So I just grabbed a pair of scrubs and I put them in the dryer. And after about 10 minutes, they were mostly dry. Mostly dry. You know, the part where the pocket is on the scrub top, it wasn't completely dry, but, you know, when you have to go, you kind of, lower your standards a little bit, and, you know, by the time I got to school, it was dry anyway, so it was fine. Also, I had my first major gridlock traffic, yesterday when I was coming home. I just got to my county, and suddenly traffic stopped. And normally when you're stopped for traffic, like because of too many cars, it's, you move forward a little bit and then you stop and you move forward. Like it's, there's movement, but this time there wasn't any movement. The cars weren't moving and I kind of figured there was some sort of accident or something. And I ended up being in the same spot for about 45 minutes. So I turned off my engine and I just listened to my podcast. This is where being patient really has its advantages. But, you know, with my fun podcast, it really wasn't that bad. So, I mean, I would have rather have been home, but for the circumstances, I think it was the best it could have been. Anyway, in terms of school stuff, because we are getting near the end of our semester, I guess, yeah, there's not really much to report. We're getting down to our last few lectures. We're shifting into review mode, and it's kind of weird to look back at how much we've gone over since the beginning. It's, what, we have 6 classes, and it's, the amount of information is insane. We're going to have our final exams going over everything, and this is the time to find out when we're going to find out what we're really made of. We also have a few projects coming up. We have a research paper in communications where I will talk about fluoride alternatives for patients who don't use fluoride in their home care. And we also have a research paper in microbiology. I won't talk about the content of that just because I don't know how to explain it. Yes. And in anatomy and physiology, we have group presentations about a particular body system. My group will be talking about the respiratory system and a disease that can influence our work as dental hygienists. There's a lot to cover. Anyway, I have another interview for you today. I'm interviewing Tyler, one of my classmates, and we'll take a quick break and jump right into the interview. All right, Tyler, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. So for those who are listening, why don't you introduce yourself? How do we know each other?
All right. My name's Tyler. We know each other from school. I'm both in the same dental hygiene program. And I'm just excited to be going into this dental hygiene program. So it's great to meet each other there.
Yeah. Awesome. So what made you choose dental hygiene?
It's a little bit of a long story, but to kind of make it a little shorter is I changed degrees from IT. I liked IT as a hobby, but I really just enjoyed helping people. That was always something I've enjoyed since I was 15. And I started out looking into dental hygiene quite a few years ago, went through dental assisting to kind of make sure it's what I wanted to do. And I found out that I just have a passion in like helping people with their health in general. And I enjoyed the aspect of removing tartar and cleaning and educating people.
Yeah, I've noticed that's a common theme with a lot of people that I've been talking to is they just want to help people, and I feel like this is probably one of the best ways to do it because you're actually having a huge impact on their overall health.
Yeah, and I believe like we interact with people a lot more than like I would say like a doctor or nurse does, because most people come to see us, every anywhere from 3 months to 6 months, on average. So
Yeah, and it's usually like pretty consistent, so that helps a lot too.
yeah.
All right, so let's see, we've been in the program. Is this week 12 or 13, I think?
I think
Or
we're going into
week.
week 13, yeah. Well,
Yeah,
we just
so
finished week 13.
we just finished week. Oh my gosh. No,
Yeah.
that can't be right.
Yeah, because
Is
next week
it?
would be 14.
I'm not ready for this.
I know.
Gosh, oh my. All
You
right.
blink and you're almost done.
All right. So, what have you liked so far about the program?
I like everyone that I've met. I think everyone having the same kind of like mindset and determination to grow themselves and everyone around them and to be able to educate and just be good people. I really enjoy that aspect. And I also enjoy the fact that we get like hands-on learning and being able to actually work in a clinic, because I know not every school has that opportunity.
Yeah. Is there anything you don't like?
I think the biggest thing, and I think it's actually a trend across a lot of different schools, is communication between whether it be staff or teachers, any of the above. I think just communication is probably the weakest point.
Yeah, I can agree with that to some degree. I think, I know definitely we've seen effort made to make changes to improve the communication. So I think that's a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, I think a part of it was just a lack of people actually letting them know, and our class isn't afraid to let them know. But that's because we know how it is, in that every you have to the only way you can fix something is by learning that you're doing it incorrectly.
Yeah. I like to think that our class is gonna like be the catalyst of change, you know?
I like to think that too.
Yeah. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, remember that cohort? Yeah, they were the best cohort.
That's what I want to be known for.
Nice. So I know like we still have quite a bit of ahead of the program. I'm not saying that right. We still have a lot of the program ahead of us. What are you looking forward to in all that?
For me personally, I know there's some people who want to do restorative and all that, and I'm like, that's great, but I really want to just clean teeth. I love the aspect of removing tartar, calculus, plaque, interacting with people again. So I'm looking forward to clinic a lot. I just find cleaning teeth therapeutic, and I like meeting and talking to new people and just learning how they live their everyday lives and just stuff like that. It's fun to me.
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah, I know for me, like personally, I'm interested in restorative. I think that's honestly what kind of brought me to having the idea of being a hygienist because, like I said before, I was wanting to be an EFTA because they do restorative, but with hygiene, you get to do so much more than that. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited about our future and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what are you not looking forward to?
In terms of not looking forward to, there really isn't a lot that I'm not looking forward to, but I'm probably the part I'm not looking forward to the most is finding patients. I think it's very interesting that hygiene is one of the few degrees that requires you to actually find your own patients. A lot of other degrees, I know they provide them, and if they don't provide them, they figure out something. It's just pretty interesting to me that the student's in charge of hunting down patients and all of
Yeah.
that.
And I wonder about that, like in the real world. I wonder if there are certain offices where maybe they don't have as much business, so it is to some degree the hygienist's responsibility to find patients for the office.
Yeah, I could see that in certain practices. Personally, I don't think I would choose one of those practices, but that's just me.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But honestly, like I have a plan. Like I want to do like posters. I was reading on a Facebook group for dental hygiene students, and they were saying like making up like posters to give to local businesses. So like think of whether employees don't typically get dental or healthcare or something like that. So like restaurants and because they probably need it and it's cheap so they can afford it.
Yeah.
So
I kind of have an idea because I actually I do a kickboxing. I go attend a kickboxing studio and basic and it's they're very much like kind of like a family atmosphere there where
how
everyone's
nice.
very works together and it's kind of partnerish. And I'm gonna talk to the owner or co-owner, I should say, and see if there's an opportunity for me to possibly present business cards there and or have a post on their Facebook because they worked we work together a lot there. Like they've hosted get like fun, food fairs, stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
So I'm hoping that they'll let me into like post some sort of ad possibly on their Facebook and be like, hey, if anyone needs any free or cheap, whichever it may be, dental work that I could possibly get some, because I know they really try their best to make it that group tries their best to make everyone in their group succeed. So I enjoy
Oh,
that.
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we just need more of that in more industries because I know dental in general has not always been that way. And I feel like not just in our school, but in other areas the past several years, they've been trying to push for, positive work environment and teamwork and all that. So I feel like it is making a difference. And, we just need to make sure that goes to other industries as well.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Nice. So I know we've only been in school for what we say 13, 14 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
What would you tell someone who's considering dental hygiene?
Definitely, I would say that the biggest thing I could recommend for someone that's interested in going into dental hygiene is do your research on what school you're going to go to, what is required. And then once you're in, yes, it's going to be hard. It's going to be strenuous. It's going to have its ups and downs for sure. Just don't give up. Understand we're all human. You can't be perfect because a lot of us here are perfectionists going in and we're like, we're all going to get 100% the whole time and we can't miss anything. It's not going to happen. I was like, you're going to mess up on something. You're going to make mistakes because that is human nature.
Right.
Don't stress so much on the what ifs and stress more so on the like ability to perform and to just better yourself. Learn from those experiences and try to figure out, oh, if I didn't do well on this exam, how do I make sure I do better on the next one? Let me try a different learning style. Like for me, I struggled on exams earlier on because I couldn't figure out a good way for me to study with this much information, because this is a different level of information that you're going to do be between any other schooling, in my opinion. I mean, I've done IT programs, and yes, they're strenuous, they're difficult in their own aspect, but hygiene is so much information that kind of correlates as well. So it's hard, you kind of get mixed in between them. So finding your own different way to study is very important, but also don't stress out on being absolutely perfect with like your grades. Just try to be the best you can in terms of the grades, but learn from them if you didn't get you're 100%.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And I know for me, like, I find that I get overwhelmed by the amount of information that we're supposed to know. And I'm just like, it's hopeless. I'm never going to learn this. But then I was noticing, especially in the past few days, that I'm like, I actually do know the stuff. I just don't know that I know the stuff. So it I think there's some degree where it's through osmosis, but then also just, the putting in effort to try to learn the information as well. So I think it's, yeah, I like, 'cause I know there's been, yeah, a few quizzes where I did not do well on them at all, and I'm just like, oh man, that's gonna really hurt my grade. But then, like, I think, I don't know, for most of our classes, I think the quizzes are like 1% or something like that, just really low. So even if I don't do well on them, there's still an opportunity to make up for it. And, I can just review the information. And, like when we were reviewing yesterday for our quiz, I was like, oh, I'm surprised I knew that.
Yeah, exactly. And I think with the quizzes, at least in our program, are used as like almost like a see where you are tool. And it helps in that aspect, being like, oh, I didn't quite know that as well as I thought
Great.
I
You're like, oh, I got this. And you're like, oh, no, I don't got
did.
this.
Yeah, I don't got this. I thought I did.
Yeah, but it was interesting. I was hearing Janae, she was talking yesterday. She overheard some of the dental assisting students at our school. And I guess this one girl was stressing out, like, oh man, I don't know how I'm going to remember the tooth numbers or like something that seems really basic to us now. But it's like, I totally understand where she's coming from because there was a time where I was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to remember tooth numbers, But now it's like, that's old news, but we've grown from that. So I think that's also important, is knowing that you're growing as you're going throughout the program.
Yeah, and just not giving up on yourself. And I really think a lot of people overstress the fact that, like, because everyone talks how difficult it is in hygiene school. And it is. It is
It
hard.
is. Yeah.
It is, especially if you've never done any further education and this is your first time going into further education, it's going to be extremely difficult for you. Because it is a lot of information. I mean, it's anywhere from 6 to 8 classes a quarter, a semester. That's a lot of classes. And if they all correlate, sometimes you'll get them mixed up. But if you stress out and only study and that's the only thing you do and you have no like you time, you're not going to absorb that information. So take some time for yourself. Take that bath. Go take a nap. Go do that workout. Go do that walk. Do something for yourself every once in a while and let also do your studying. But don't just try to be that perfect student because you're going to overwhelm yourself and you're going to overstress yourself and that's going to be your downfall.
Yeah. I know last night when I got home, I was just tired. I was stressed out. And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing any schoolwork tonight because I had nothing to do that night. And, so I was like, this is doable. I can do this. And yeah, so it was probably the best thing I could have done. And I went to bed early, which was nice for a change.
And that allows you to get your a full, night's sleep when there's days you're not gonna have that option. So
I
it's
know.
you gotta take advantage of it. And that's something I always try to remind people, even in our cohort, like, hey, you're human. Take a breath. Do what you need to do for yourself. Education is important, but your mental health and your stress levels is far more important than that because that will damage your education if you don't get those under control.
Yeah, I'm just looking at our schedule for next semester, and it seems like it's gonna be more intense. At least we're gonna spend a lot more time in class, actually. So, this is where our teamwork really has to come together.
Yeah, and I, as much as it's more intense, I, in me personally, I like that aspect of being at school more because I feel like I do better at retaining information in person than I do versus Zoom.
True.
But that's just my mindset. And I mean, I'm also a social person, so that helps.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, I know. That's why we got to know each other pretty quickly.
Right. I know, like, I remember in the orientation when I first met you, I was like, I think him and I are going to be friends.
Yeah, I was like, I like him.
Yeah.
No.
Nice. So, do you have an Instagram that people can follow?
I don't. I the o only social media I actually have is Facebook, and I use it every once in a while, but I don't really do social media a ton anymore.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. I was just curious. But anyway, well, thank you for being on the show.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Wonderful. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. It truly means a lot. I look forward to sharing more experiences with you on the next episode. Until then, I am Dax Scott, and you dental nerds, keep it real.